Employment relationships between brokers and principals. People are most familiar with the relationship between an employer and an employee. This type of relationship, master-servant, involves a high degree of control by the employer over the employee, including the type of job done, the methods used to complete the task, and the time and location at which the task is completed. An employee receives a paycheck that is net of deductions for income taxes and other charges. Following the end of the year, the employee receives a W-2 form that will be used when filing their tax return. The employee will either receive a refund or owe the IRS a balance. In the real estate brokerage business, most license holders are not employees of the broker. They are independent contractors engaged in a principal-agent relationship, which is the general agency relationship that exists between the broker and sponsored license holders. For example, when Agent Bill goes to work for Broker Bob at Acme Realty, Bill becomes an independent contractor. Unlike employees, independent contractors conduct business with a high degree of freedom. Bill carries out his duties and obligations to Bob, the principal, in his own way, perhaps using his own office, his own style of operation, and his own chosen work hours. The principal agrees to pay the agent, but does not control the agent's performance. Any payment received by Bill will be a direct result of his efforts. There is no salary, and the sponsoring broker will not deduct withholding from commission income. Agent Bill will receive a gross check, and rather than receiving a W-2, he will receive a 1099 NEC form that will show the sum of the payments received from Broker Bob during the tax year. There is no master-servant relationship between a broker and an agent when the agent is an independent contractor. The division of commissions is at the discretion of the broker. Some brokers have one compensation plan for all agents, while others may vary. The broker is not obligated to offer all agents the same compensation plan. Internal Revenue Service. In 1976, the IRS set guidelines to determine whether or not a sales agent would be classified as an independent contractor or an employee when sponsored by a real estate broker. The IRS uses the following list as a guideline for the determination. No single factor is greater than the whole. All of these factors are important for an overall view of the position governed by the independent contractor relationship. Commissions must compensate the sales agents. There are to be no advances against their commissions. There may be a policies and procedures manual provided, but there may not be mandatory compliance with the policies. It is only a suggested procedure manual. The sales agent shall pay his own business expenses. The sales agent cannot be made to attend sales meetings. The sales agent cannot be made to attend training seminars. The sales agent cannot be made to work set hours. A broker can require that the agent be full-time, but cannot dictate set work hours. Sales agents should not be offered participation in the broker's insurance or retirement program. The real estate company can provide a work environment, including offices, equipment, training, and marketing tools for its independent contractors. Some real estate companies are strictly employer-employee operated. Sales agents may be salaried, and the broker can offer benefits. Historically, this relationship between agent and broker has not proven as popular with sales agents as the independent contractor relationship. The following guidelines set forth by the Internal Revenue Service are appropriate for the designation of employee status. If there is a guaranteed minimum monthly compensation, if the broker pays the agent's licensing fees, if the broker or company has the right to discharge an agent for violation of instructions, or if the company sets up quotas and minimum sales requirements for their sales agents. If the company operates with a policies and procedures manual, and there is an attempt to control the sales agents on a day-to-day basis. If the agents consider themselves a team, and the company regards them as such, instead of individuals with individual goals. If the company's plan for dividing commissions between sales agents depends on a rotation basis for outside referrals and time spent in the office. Under the Tax Equity and Fiscal Responsibility Act, there are three tests for specifying that a sales agent is an independent contractor. The sales agent must hold a real estate license. the sales agent must be paid on a commission basis. The sales agent must have a written contract with the broker specifying the sales agent is not an employee. Independent contractor. Taxation and business expenses. Quarterly filing. Independent contractors are paid a gross check without deductions for taxes. The IRS requires that independent contractors pay a deposit for the agent's estimated tax liability quarterly. The agent should be diligent in filing quarterly because it is the law, and to avoid the problem of owing a whole year's worth of taxes on April 15th and not having the funds to cover it. Deductible business expenses. An independent contractor functions much like any other business. As an agent, the license holder encounters a variety of expenses in the ordinary course of business. Keeping track of all valid business expenses is vitally important. When preparing a tax return, business expenses are subtracted from income. That reduced income and any other taxable income from other sources are used to determine the payer's tax obligation. The agent who fails to keep track of all deductible expenses will have an overstated income and pay too much in income tax.